This is Marcus Jarvis. This is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And from time to time, I would like to reach out and advise immigrants in particular, even U.S.-born citizens or naturalized citizens, of certain rights that they may have. I am always moved to hear these broadcasts because these are life things that I see every day during my practice. And today I'll be speaking on certain constitutional rights that everybody has in the USA, but more importantly, immigrants. Because certain crimes can get an immigrant deported, so it's important that he or she knows those constitutional rights. So we're going to be speaking on the Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights, more importantly, the Fifth. So if you get intercepted by law enforcement, whether it's immigration, the police, etc., you have a right to remain silent. There's a case out of Arizona, I believe it's Arizona v. USA, where the came out of that case is what's called your Miranda rights. From the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, it says that you have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, depending on your income, you might be able to get one appointed by the state. They have to check your income. And then the officer should continue to ask you if you understand your rights as a criminal defendant. So if you get intercepted by law enforcement and they ask you for identification and you do have those ID, you should give it up because the police officer wants to know that they're who they're talking to. So let's say you didn't have your identification and they ask you, well, what are your particulars, your name, your date of birth, where you live. If you know that information, you should also give it up. But beyond that, you should remain silent because the officer is required to write everything down and or everything you say. So it's important that you don't help them. And it's perfectly legal to remain silent. It's not that you're obstructing the legal process, as I'm going to speak about now. So if law enforcement intercepts you, don't have your ID, you need to give them the correct name, correct date of birth. Everything should be correct. Because not giving the proper information, you could get an additional charge where it says that you have obstructed the legal process. You got in the way of the police officer doing his or her work. You told them false information that was misleading. So keep in mind that you have certain rights. The Fifth Amendment right is very important. Sometimes you pick up a criminal case and the defendant had said too much. I'm not encouraging people to commit crimes, but you don't have to rat on yourself if you don't need to. Once you spill the beans, it's hard for a defense attorney to help you because that information that the police officer's report comes into evidence without much challenges. So it's important to know your rights. You'll hear a lot of time people say the Fifth, even in civil situation, they're saying, you know, I take the Fifth Amendment. That's what it means. It came from the one clause of the U.S. Constitution. Another important amendment to defendants, whether U.S. born or somebody who is not a citizen, is that you have a right to the assistance of counsel. So in other words, if you're being questioned and you have an attorney and say, well, I want my attorney present, the law enforcement has to stop the questioning. So it's important for you to know that. I did not say that the government has to pay for your attorney. That's a cost that you'd have to bear, but you have a right. You have a right to a speedy trial. You have a right to a public trial, things like those. So when you have an opportunity, you should review The US Constitution as it relates to the Fifth and Sixth Amendments in particular. There are other amendments that are important too, but those are, let's say, in a jail setting. I think the Eighth Amendment says that you have a right not to be subjected to unusual and cruel punishment. The Fourth Amendment is another one that's important, is that you should not be subjected to unreasonable searches and seizure. So the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, and Eighth Amendments are some important amendments that you should know. So we'll switch now to, this would be mainly for immigrants who are in the USA undocumented and maybe documented too, is that you should try to save your documents. Recently in 2012, the president implemented an executive order called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And a lot of people are not able to get the benefit, even though they otherwise met the requirements. Like, they had to be in the USA before they turned 16. They had to be in the USA before June 15, 2007. They have to also demonstrate that they were in the USA on June 15, 2012, when the announcement was made. Well, a lot of people lost out on the benefits because they did not maintain any documents. They didn't get any documents. Maybe they worked for cash. They didn't apply for anything in their name. I'm not sure if they didn't know what to do. Some may have had documents and just destroyed the documents too early. So a lot of people lost out on the benefits that way because they just didn't have the documentation to support that. Let's say a United States citizen or even a green card holder is applying for a loved one. It could be a spouse. It's important for those individuals to put a lot of joint documents together called bona fide documents. Sometimes you may have an interview on the particular petition that was filed, and an officer may make a determination that the marriage is not genuine because the parties just didn't put a lot of joint documents together. So it's important to put a lot of joint documents together. Keep in mind that when you're applying for an immigration benefit, a benefit could be a green card, it could be DACA, it could be H-1B visa, it could be just an extension of stay in the USA, whatever that may be, it's called an immigration benefit. The burden is on the applicant, the individual, not immigration. It's not immigration's job to go out and try to accumulate documents for you to support your case. So the burden is on you. It's important to keep your documents, everything. Find a proper storage. Don't get rid of them. Some people, they look at the document in a day or two, they're gone. And those are documents that could help you in the future. So take care of your documents. Secure your passport. Secure your visa. Today, you could be, married to a U.S. citizen, and all other things being equal, you can adjust status in the USA. But if you can't demonstrate that you came to the USA lawfully, you probably cannot adjust status in the USA. In other words, adjustment of status is just getting your green card in the USA, as distinguished from what's called consular processing, where you have to go to an American consulate in your region. It could be in your country, because some countries have their own American consulate, but in the Caribbean area, where there are a lot of little islands, they just couldn't support a U.S. consulate. So all the small islands from the Caribbean in particular, they would go to a place called Bridgetown, Barbados to be processed. So that's why I said region, as distinguished from a particular country. So it's important to save your documents. Take care of your documents. I wrote a book called A Simple Guide to the Immigration Laws of the United States, What You Need to Know When You Come to America. And that book talks about when you get your, let's say, your visa in your respective country, you should probably make a copy of maybe all the pages of the passport, whatever documents, and leave them in your country. When you come to the USA, you probably should also make copies of those documents and, secure the original, probably in a safe deposit box, because if you lose your documents, it's just harder to reconstruct It's a nightmare for most people. So keep that in mind. Those are some important points that I wanted to mention today. Something I see in my work every day, you need to learn to keep silent. A lot of people believe that when they try to help law enforcement, they try to say whatever, they try to resolve the matter. That's no time to resolve the matter. If the officer is called to your home, you don't try to resolve it before the officer, you resolve it before the court. So trying to say too much, you're basically sinking yourself, and a lot of people don't know that. As immigrants, we should try to not commit crimes. As I stated earlier, crimes are what get people deported, certain crimes actually. We should try to be on the up and up and not to commit crimes in another man's country. Most people came for the American dream, so let's try to keep it that way. Around the 20th of November 2014, the president implemented two executive orders. One of them is called the Extended DACA, DACA Plus, eDACA, whatever you want to call it. That was supposed to be implemented in February. And unfortunately, a judge in Texas created an injunction. An injunction is just telling an individual you have to do something, or it prohibits you from doing something. Also, there's an executive order called DAPA. That would be the equivalent for parents or individuals with children. And that has also been on hold. The parties argued the case at the Brownsville Federal Court, Brownsville, Texas Federal Court. And the administration, the Obama administration, lost that. And the matter moved to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, in the USA, states group together to form circuits. So Texas, Louisiana, I don't know which other state in that region, they formed the Fifth Circuit. And the Fifth Circuit, the actual building, sits in Louisiana. The parties made an appeal to, well, the Obama administration, I should say, made an appeal to the Fifth Circuit so that what's called an injunction could be lifted. And the Fifth Circuit decided that it was going to let the status quo, you know, preserve the status quo, I should say. Then the parties argued the substance of the case, because the states, Texas being the lead state, versus the United States, alleges that, well, the states allege that what the president did was unconstitutional. I believe the parties argued the case on July 10th, 2015, and the Fifth Circuit has not decided the case as of date. So we're hoping for the best. My name is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Our telephone number is 763-425-5447. We can perform most immigration services locally in the Minnesota area, nationally throughout the 50 states and the adjacent islands, Puerto Rico, different islands in the Pacific that are U.S. related. And internationally, places like Kenya, Mexico, Argentina, the Middle East, China, Pakistan, India, you name it, we bring individuals from around the world. So check us out. My email is jarvislawfirm@msn.com. My website is m-jlawlimited.com. And I authored a book called A Simple Guide to the Immigration Laws of the United States, What You Need to Know When You Come to America. It's a small little book, but it's a summary of, you know, what I believe a lot of immigrants need to know. It's really lacking. Nobody has trained them or told them what the U.S. is going to be like. So it's a guide to help individuals. So check us out. You can check out my website at a-tbooks.com. Amazon, different site, different social media sites, you can obtain the book. It's in six languages as an ebook, and it's also in paperback in English and Spanish. Thank you for listening and the support you have given me over the last several months. Thank you. Bye.